Nolte, Elliot Page's $3 million memoir Will Shield Bigots and Predators. By John Nolte on February 22, 2022. Elliot Page, a biological girl who now identifies as a guy, just sold her memoir for more than $3 million. A memoir that promises to protect the homophobic bigots and sexual predators she encountered in Hollywood. In an astonishing report, we are told that Page, who was once Ellen Page, the star of the indie hit Juno, will not name the bigots and predators who made her life in Hollywood something of a horror show. Page describes numerous occasions where he was set upon by homophobic bullies, with few willing to help. A bear thrown in Toronto, a menacing loudmouth chasing Page into a restaurant in Hollywood. This was something that happened often to the diminutive Page. The loathsome industry people in Hollywood weren't named, but there was the male film director who tried to seduce Page at age 16. And the time that a big movie star, who would later say he was ossified and blacked out in a clumsy apology, berated Page at a party in an outrageous homophobic rant. This latter was just after Page had come out as queer, and the actor accused Page's bold announcement of being false in a torrent that grew louder and more graphic. But nobody in the room, even Page's closest friends, stood up for their friend. It was unclear if they were shocked, or afraid to say anything because the actor was one of the biggest stars in town. Emphasis added. Why would anyone with a conscience allow a male director who seeks to sexually seduce underage girls to go on seducing underage girls? Why would anyone with a conscience allow the biggest star in town to go on bullying gay people? Naturally, because no one on the left has any moral courage. Page will be celebrated as courageous and brave for doing the least courageous and brave thing a person in contemporary America can do: switch genders and assume the role of a victim. But the truth is quite the opposite. There is nothing brave or decent about shielding bigots and predators. Already I'm having flashbacks to Lena Dunham's rape claim in her 2013 memoir, the one that turned out to be a hoax. Although she claimed a college Republican had raped her and physically abused other women, Dunham wouldn't name the guy. Why? Because it was all a lie told to sell books. But at first, before we knew it was a lie, you had to sit back and wonder why someone would allow a rapist to run free. If Page is telling the truth, her refusal to name names is indefensible and monstrous. She's willing to make a cool $3 million-plus off of these anecdotes. But what she's not willing to do is protect other homosexuals or underage girls from the monsters who victimized her. That's not brave. That's nothing close to bold. That's called shielding bullies and predators, and it's nakedly selfish and mercenary. Another possible issue is if Page's opaque description of these men points the finger at an innocent man and ruins his reputation. Hopefully, before this memoir is published, Page will have a moral awakening and do the right thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.